Farming News and Views, brought to you in association with the Farming Independent. First with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, my main subject this week will be an Irish charity that many of you will be familiar with, Bóthair, an Irish charity that enables families and communities worldwide to overcome hunger and poverty and to restore the environment in a sustainable way, has numerous projects, notably in Africa. It also educates the public in Ireland about global poverty. Many people in Donegal, particularly from a farming background, have had an input in the past and will continue to do so in the future. I've been speaking this week with the Chief Executive Officer of Bóthair, David Maloney.
The charity Bóthair began in 1991, Chris, in Limerick. It was an idea that some of our elders here, if you like, had during the 300-year celebrations of the Treaty of Limerick. And they wondered if the city could do something of a lasting nature rather than tokenism, if you like, for those who are less well off than ourselves. They had seen an idea about sending cows to poor families in Africa. One of the members of the committee had seen it at an airport somewhere, a piece of literature, and they thought it would be a great idea that would be well suited to Irish people, you know, with our huge agricultural background. So the notion was to send 20 heifers, in-calf Irish heifers, to Uganda in 1991. So the ad hoc committee was formed, and it was chaired by T.J. Maher, who a lot of your listeners will be very familiar with. So T.J. was our founding chairman. And they got 20 heifers and sent them from Shannon Airport down to families that have been trained and prepared near Kampala in Uganda. And they gave them one each, so there were Irish dairy heifers went to one per family. Now, subsequent to that, and after the hype, offers of heifers continued to come to this committee, and such was the amount of heifers that were being offered that the committee decided they better embrace this and continue with it. So they asked one of the committee if he would leave his job for a 12-month period and to have a go at this notion and see how it developed, and it has developed into this 25 years later. Into Bóthair, where this year we have sent nearly 700 animals on the hoof to individual families in East Africa, Eastern Europe, and beyond. That's kind of it in a nutshell, Chris.
And needless to say, as a result of this, you have had a huge influence on the lives of thousands of people.
Thousands and thousands of people. We have had an influence on the lives of people here in Ireland, in every corner of the country. The farming community, breeders are so happy to be involved in this meaningful way that doesn't always involve putting your hand into your pocket. They can give the organisation something that is dear to them, send it to a family that's waiting, for example, in Rwanda. That animal is, you know, now very dear to that family, and they look after it in the same way that you or I would mind the winnings of the lotto. So it has changed lives sustainably in Ireland, and it has changed lives as far away as Africa, South America, Eastern Europe, Asia. It's an incredible story, and it works really, really well, due in the main to the generosity of the Irish public.
And I suppose one of the problems with some charitable causes abroad are often things can be short-term and one-off, and they may solve immediate problems. But the great thing about Bóthair here is we really have sustainable development.
That's it, Chris. We're in the very fortunate position where when a farmer gives us an in-calf heifer, we can bring that farmer back to see his original donation 10 or 15 years later. And we can show that man or that woman the benefits of the gesture they made, you know, a decade ago, and how it continues to help. In our system, when somebody gets an in-calf heifer, they agree to pass on the firstborn heifer to another family, and that family pass on the firstborn heifer to another family. And that system continues. We call it the pass-on. So as long as that system is working, when an Irish farmer gives us an in-calf heifer, that heifer will be delivering good to families, ideally, you know, well into the future, forever, once that system keeps working. So it's undeniable that the gesture that's made can continue, the fruits of the heifer are you know, arriving every day when the cow is being milked, and they're turning their little cow into a sustainable micro farming enterprise that provides income, clothes, and a roof for over their head.
Now, the animals are going to all sorts of different terrain, different climates, different challenges, and an important aspect of the thing is that the people over there are given the training, and this can help in the whole long-term sustainability of how to deal with the animals that maybe they're not overly familiar with.
You're dead right, Chris. Boar sending the animal is the final part of the act, if you like, from our end of things here in Ireland. Before the animal goes, we put a lot of time and resources into finding the families that are going to get the animal, and we use local mechanisms to do that, local committees that are established by local people, select local families. Those families then are they're trained on how to take care of this animal that's coming from Ireland, you know, from Europe, that is of much higher standard than their local indigenous breeds. They're trained how to take care of it. We build a housing unit for them to keep the animal in. We fence off, a pasture for the animal. And the final act then is to deliver the heifer. And that is, we spend approximately, and depending on the circumstances, 6 months training the family on how to care for this new animal in order for them to maximise the animal's potential in terms of milk and reproductivity.
And it's fair to say that the animals can be a primary source of income for some of these project families, and in that sense, they obviously take huge care of the animals because it's treated very much as part of the family.
You're right, Chris, that this animal is it is now their future. It often provides the only source of income that this family might ever have had. I mean, in the past, bartering, and still today in a lot of our project countries, bartering is the main way of, or the main commercial activity is bartering. If you need something, you swap it for something that you have a less requirement for. The animals are producing so much milk that once they have enough to feed their own family, they can now sell it. There's high demand for milk products, and they have fresh produce every day, which is great, and it's marketable.
Now, looking at the countries where you have had so many success stories, most people probably think it's purely Africa, but you touched on it there. You've been into Asia and also in Europe, Albania, Kosovo and Romania.
Yeah, we've got a very successful program in Romania at present, where we're helping the Roma community, who are hugely marginalized in the rural areas. That there are families there that are so poor that it's like stepping back in time. They are using ponies and carts. They're using old tools to cultivate their land. They're very, very primitive methodology. And one cow from Ireland is absolutely changing their lives, their destiny, their future. Everything is being changed by the introduction of one dairy cow. Something very important to remember, Chris, is, and you touched on it earlier, is the climates where we send our animals. Often people would be forgiven for thinking that, you know, Africa is this vast, hot, desertified place, and why at all are we sending our animals there? There are parts of Rwanda that are fabulous, open, rolling hills, that are like a warm summer's day here in Ireland, but a warm summer's day 365 days of the year, during which our farmers can grow fresh grass and harvest and bring fresh grass to their heifers every day. So we carefully select the countries and the project areas and the climate where we send our animals to in order to get the best from them. So it's a significant consideration before we ever intervene.
Obviously, fundraising is a key part to the whole organisation. You have various fundraising events here in Ireland and also some further afield, and one of the next big ones coming up is the Great Rwanda Run in aid of Boher. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Great Rwanda Run is a marathon that we're going to run in Rwanda, where our supporters can fundraise for themselves here in Ireland, do their, the best they can, and then we will take them to Rwanda. They'll complete their challenge, if you like, and at the same time, they'll be able to visit some of our project areas and to learn firsthand about our work in Rwanda. It's partly a sporting event. It's an activity. It's a challenge, and it's an awareness creation tool that we have as well. And the objective is, Chris, is for supporters to go to Rwanda and to learn, and then on their return to spread the word. So it's more about educating people than actual fundraising in terms of cash. And they're equally as important. Fundraising and education go hand in glove.
Now, you also have a big draw every year. There's a tractor up for grabs, and the highlight, of course, is the name coming out of the hat at the National Ploughing Championships. And from a Donegal perspective, a few smiles up this direction.
Absolutely. We have great fun with the tractor draw every year. It's one of the most popular fundraising events that we do. At the beginning of the year, we buy a Massey Ferguson 5610. Well, that's the one that we use this year. And we literally raffle it to our supporters. We spend the year selling tickets. And then at the Ploughing Championships every year, we have our stand there. And we sell tickets. It's like the crescendo. We sell our tickets at the stand. And in the last hour of the last day, we get somebody who's passing by the stand to pull the winning ticket. So there's one winner of one tractor. The tractor's value is about €65,000, one winner each year, and it's just so much fun. And everybody who, like, we have thousands of people who participate in it every year. This year, one lucky man from Donegal, he was on the bus on the way home from the flower match on the last day, and young Pat Mullins here in our office telephoned him up to say that he'd won this tractor, and he was just overjoyed. It's fabulous to see, somebody who can buy a ticket for €20 win a €55,000 tractor, which meant so much to him. Yeah. And it's participation, and it was the winning, and the fact that he is a farmer from Donegal that won it. So it's a lovely story, and it's a nice event, and it's very, very popular every year.
Yeah, I know it got quite a bit of publicity up here, and Martin Quigley from Ballandrage, the man with the biggest smile in Donegal that weekend.
That's great.
Finally,
Pat was up with him last week, and they made a formal presentation. It's just a really, really nice story. It's a heartwarming story. So.
And finally, if people want to find out more about Boher, what's the quickest and easiest way to do so?
Give us a buzz here at 1-800-268-463. 1-800-268-463 or visit boher.org.
David Maloney there, the Chief Executive Officer of Boher. Just before the livestock prices, the IFA President Eddie Downey recently led a delegation on sheep, including National Sheep Chairman John Linsky, to a meeting with the Minister for Agriculture, Simon Coveney, in Dublin. Mr. Downey said that Minister Coveney clearly recognises that the sheep farming sector is a low-income sector and needs ongoing support. Mr. Downey said the IFA has put a strong case to the Minister for additional direct targeted support for the sheep sector, which he said was essential to maintain the national flock. The sheep sector involves around 34,000 farmers with an output value of around 300 million euro and production of some 58,000 tons of lamb. Mr. Downey said that a study by UCD showed that each 1 euro in support for the sheep sector underpins a 2 euro 70 of aggregate output in the economy. IFA National Sheep Chairman John Linsky said that he had put a strong case to the minister to maintain and grow the sheep sector and that there is a need for increased targeted direct support, and the IFA is seeking the equivalent of 20 euro per ewe. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers making 3 euro 90 a kilo, heifers 4 euro 5 a kilo, bulls R grade 3 euro 90 a kilo and U grade 4 euro 10 a kilo, cows O grade 3 euro 45 a kilo and U grade 3 euro 70 a kilo. Sheep prices: spring lamb 4 euro 70 a kilo to 22 kilos and ewes 2 euro 70 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, have a good evening.
Farming News and Views, brought to you in association with the Farming Independent. First with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.